Welcome to the Creative Soul Podcast. I'm your host, Leah Van Doren, and in this podcast, we explore the intersection of creativity and spirituality and discover what lights up your creative soul. Thanks for tuning in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Creative Soul Podcast. I'm very excited for today's episode because I am going to share all about my new upcoming creative writing workshop called The Poetry of Plant Magic. And I want to share with you what the workshop is, why you might want to be and in community with us and join us to write poetry and read poetry in community and explore your creativity through immersing yourself into the magical world of plants. But I also want to share a bit more about my story and what inspired me to create this workshop and how I really got into herbalism and how nature and reconnecting to nature has really brought me back home more deeper within myself. So I want to start off with a little story because actually my husband Paxton and I just got back from a weekend camping in the woods, and I have not been camping as an adult. I went camping a few times as a child with my family. I have memories of making bonfires with my family, and there was a couple summers where my mom took me and my siblings to a Renaissance fair, and we stayed there for a week and stayed in a tent. And I remember as a child, like I felt like I was dragged along on these trips. It wasn't something that I particularly enjoyed. But I do remember loving nature as a child and sitting in my backyard and pretending that I could talk to fairies, and I would write in my journal, and I even felt like I had a friend in the mythical creatures that exist in nature, you know, like fairies and mermaids and unicorns and dragons. I grew up reading a lot of fairy tales and reading a lot of books about magic. I was obsessed with Harry Potter. And it just felt like magic was something that was so natural to my world as a child. And I feel like a lot of children can relate to that, or, you know, you can relate to that as a child, where magic just felt more real and more possible. And as we grow older, we lose this connection to magic. Maybe it feels childish to feel like you're talking to fairies, or it feels childish to read books like Harry Potter. But I feel that magic is something that is so inherent to the fabric of our society and our reality. And, you know, the fact that we live in society and we have to do mundane tasks like go to work and do our laundry and go grocery shopping and meal prep and meal plan. And there's so many things that can crowd our sense of that feeling of magic and that feeling of presence, that feeling of connecting to something that is beyond this reality. And so as I've gotten older, I've definitely felt this sense of loss in losing that sense of seeing the world with eyes of wonder and seeing the world as something magical. And I feel like it's come up for me throughout the last couple years. Once, when I was sitting in an ayahuasca ceremony that I talked about in last week's episode with Brooke Novick, but when I sat with ayahuasca, I had this feeling of remembrance come over me. And I had this sense of, this is not the first time I've been here, and I've done this before, even though I've never done a psychedelic medicine before. I felt this sense of remembering. And even in my journey, I was like remembering the other realms that exist, the ones that exist beyond this one. And I was just feeling this sense of like sadness and loss for what we lose on this planet, being, you know, so connected to technology and our phones, and just really losing this sense of magic in the world. So that's something that I always am looking for to reclaim. And I find it in two practices of mine. The first is my writing practice. And I really think of my writing practice as this idea of sitting down to write without an agenda, without an idea of maybe what you're going to say or what you're going to talk about. You just sit down and write and open up to what is possible from that practice of writing. And I feel like writing is the way that I turn the mundane into magic, because in the process of writing, in the process of creating, you're taking your experiences, your stories, and you're turning it into something new. You're creating something from it. You're putting thoughts into form. And it really does feel, writing really does feel like the closest form of magic that is accessible to us. And I love how writing has the ability to transport me. You know, when I'm reading a really good book, such as Harry Potter, I can escape into a magical world of fantasy. Or I've enjoyed some books like Fourth Wing this year, where you're reading about dragons, and it really does have that ability to transport you into a different world, into a different mindset, and the ability to kind of zoom out on your life and get some perspective. So I love writing and the way that it just allows us to take either the most mundane of our experiences, such as washing the dishes, or something magical like experiencing a birth or a wedding or a death. It allows us to transmute and alchemize our experiences into something tangible, something that other people can read if we want. We don't have to have our, you know, people read our writing, but if we feel called to let other people receive the words that we write, it's just such a beautiful, beautiful practice. And over the last couple years, I was leading these different writing workshops. I led one called Writing Magic, where we were being guided through a lot of creative writing prompts and really getting to know writing practice and learning about our stories and our rituals and what are the stories that make up who we are. And I led a few groups of that through Zoom, and it was during the pandemic. And so it was a really beautiful time where each week we were connecting in community, and it just felt so, it felt so magical in and of itself, just, you know, connecting with different people from all around the world when we were so isolated in our homes. And when during the pandemic, when we couldn't leave our houses, writing became even more of an important lifeline for me and for many others, because it was our ability to dream and our ability to imagine and our ability to create, even when we felt like there was no inspiration available to us. It was amazing that, you know, even something as mundane as washing the dishes can be such an inspiration for a creative act. So I love leading people through writing exercises and practices so that they can access that sense of magic within themselves. And then the second thing that I really feel is like a doorway, an entryway into the world of magic, is nature. And I mean, there's so many things I could say about nature. Just the fact that we're alive feels magical enough if we really stop to think about it. But I've really developed this deep sense of connection to nature over the last couple of years. And I remember back during the pandemic when I was living in Connecticut, the only time that I would really leave the house is to go on these nature walks. And I would walk down to this little lake nearby, and it was just so magical. And I didn't know the names of the plants around me. I didn't really have, you know, a deep knowledge about nature. I had never really been taught about like plants and how they grow and what it's like. I mean, yeah, I remember taking like biology class in high school, but I don't remember them teaching us something that I could then experience and integrate within myself. So I remember taking these really long walks during the pandemic, and they were the only things that really helped me to feel super inspired other than my writing practice. But, and I remember having this like deep desire to know more about plants and to learn more about how plants can be turned into medicine and what that all is. But I didn't know where to look. I didn't have any resources, and I felt overwhelmed by the idea of, you know, going to the library and looking at books. Like I didn't know where to turn. And I just kept having this desire, but it really wasn't fulfilled. And then when I moved to Michigan in January of 2022, I was suddenly put in a place where, I've spoken about this before, but Michigan, where I'm living here, is very rural. I'm living in a very rural place. And previously, I've always lived in cities or big towns and had access to, you know, the conveniences of modern day life, like Target, like Starbucks, like anything you can think of. But where I'm at, the closest Starbucks is an hour away. And we really are in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by farm fields and a lot of nature, which I realize is such a privilege. So when I first moved to Michigan, because all of my regular distractions were kind of taken away from me, I started to continue to walk and discover what was growing around me. And I discovered this like curiosity that I had for the plants that were growing around me and started to learn how to identify them and to name them. And so because I had been overwhelmed in Connecticut and hadn't really made any moves to learn in Michigan, I downloaded some apps on my phone, just some plant ID apps, just so I could start to recognize what the plants were. And because also I was staying in one place and not traveling as much, I felt like I was able to observe the plants in their natural cycles and seasons. And so I would notice one plant crop up and then the next year it wouldn't, or the next year it looked different, or, you know, what would previously be there would change. So I found that nature was like surprising me at every move and turn. And so there's two examples that I'll give, and it just speaks to this idea that the medicine that we need is right outside our doorstep. And that's something that I really believe, because I've experienced it in my own life, that it's like we don't need to go seeking out there for the medicine that we need. Like, truly, the medicine that we need will find us. So an example of this is that when I first moved to Michigan, during like the spring and summer, I noticed there was this big patch of like green plants outside my house. And I didn't know what the plant was, but there was like this huge patch of it. And it's very striking. It has like this long stalk and these like spiky leaves around it. And through my plant ID app and through some research, I discovered that it was the plant called motherwort. And the Latin name of motherwort is Leonoris cardiaca, which means lion-hearted. And the plant is used medicinally. It's really good for the cardiovascular system. So it helps move the blood around the body. And it's really good for conditions like high blood pressure or even hypertension. And it allows for things to like move through. So traditionally, it was used for women during and after childbirth and to help heal post-childbirth. It was used by women for thousands of years in that way. And I also discovered that it was used to heal grief and to really work with matters of the heart. And so if we think of the heart, like, you know, physically, the heart moves and pumps blood throughout the body, but also the heart is where we hold love and pain and grief and tenderness and hope. And so there's so many like different layers to what this plant might do for us, not only medicinally, physically, if we ingest it, but also energetically and spiritually. And I found that, you know, discovering this patch of motherwort by my house during a time where I had just moved to Michigan, and I've spoken about this on previous episodes, but in 2022, I was really grounding and living in a home for the first time and having a lot of grief come up and processing a lot of grief. Like, I, you know, deep, deep, deep wells of grief. And learning that motherwort was growing right outside my door felt so comforting, because it felt like nature was here to support me in my experience, or in my, as I was moving through grief. And so I even made a tincture of the motherwort that was growing right outside my door. And a tincture is really easy to make. You just chop up the plant. The leaves and the flowers are used in the tincture for motherwort. And I soaked it in vodka for 6 weeks, and I gathered it on the full moon, and I made a bunch of tincture bottles. And then I even gave the medicine to my sister, who deals with high blood pressure, and one of my friends who had just given birth. And so I started to like feel this sense of what it was like to work with plants and to use plants to heal me emotionally and energetically and spiritually, but also help heal my community. And you know, instead of my sister reaching for a medication that would maybe help her high blood pressure, to use these things that work with us more naturally on a more holistic level and can bring us to a state of balance and a state of ease And the fact that there are so many different plants and so many different uses for plants, and the fact that, you know, this is knowledge that humans have been using for thousands and thousands of years. I mean, plants have existed long before humans did. And the plants that we see, you know, a lot of the plants that we see have been cultivated for thousands and thousands of years. And a lot of the indigenous communities of the world, and also, you know, our great-great-grandmothers, they knew how to work with plants, you know, when they didn't have doctors and over-the-counter medications and physicians, they turned to plants as their pharmacy. And so to remember that plants were our source of medicine and our source of shelter and everything just brings me back to this feeling of like reclaiming ancestral wisdom. And so in learning about the plants, I then really started to learn more about my ancestors and learn about what were the plants that my, you know, ancestors were using. So I got this herbal book about herbs from Russia, since a lot of my ancestors are from Russia. And I started to learn about how they, you know, would use red raspberry leaf to regulate their hormones and their menstrual cycles, and all of these different plants that they used made me feel more connected to the wisdom of the past. So as I started learning more and more and using more plants in my practice, I started to order herbs online and from local farms. I went to a couple local farms in Michigan. And so it comforts me knowing that plant knowledge and working with plants to heal has been something that has been in practice for thousands of years and was used by all of the indigenous communities, ancient Greeks, ancient civilizations everywhere. And it's only in the last couple generations that we've lost this knowledge. You know, the fact that I grew up and didn't know anything about plants and their medicinal qualities. I didn't know that a cup of lemon balm tea can help soothe your mind and soothe your anxious thoughts and feelings. There's so many different benefits to plants, and then they're growing around us. And one other example I'll give from my own life is that, you know, after I made the motherwort that year in 2022 and shared it with my community and just felt this like true sense of like reclaiming ancestral knowledge and wisdom, then, you know, during fall time, the plants died back and you can't really use them anymore. And in fall time, there's a lot of different roots that you can use for medicinal purposes, but the motherwort was died back. And I was looking forward to the following summer when I could harvest some more motherwort from that same patch. And what I discovered is that somehow, you know, for the next year, the motherwort didn't really grow back as strong. And it just didn't. I don't know if like someone had ran it over or what, but it just didn't really grow back as strong. And so then during the springtime last year, I was taking a walk just right by my house and I found this patch of milky oat. And milky oat is the like seed pods from the oat plant. And the milkiness in the seed pod is an amazing, what's called nervine. And it's really amazing at nourishing and supporting the nervous system. And especially in a society where we're all overworked and overstressed, milky oat can like really help calm and soothe the nerves. And at the time that I found the milky oat, I was in the process of planning my wedding. And so stress, as you can imagine, was at an all-time high. And I just suddenly found this milky oat. And so I gathered the milky oat, I made a tincture of the milky oat, and then used it throughout my wedding planning process. And I swear it helped calm my panic attacks, it helped calm my nerves. And it just was such a beautiful reminder that, you know, the motherwort was growing one year because I needed to move through this journey of grief. And then the next year I found milky oat, which was helping me nourish my nervous system and calm my stress and anxieties. And these are just small examples of how when we know, when we are kind of awake and alive and aware of what's growing around us, we see that everything we need is right in front of us. And so just as with writing, when we're trying to find inspiration, I love to lead people through writing exercises where we are taught to come back into the present moment and to write about what's right in front of us, because oftentimes those are the jumping points of inspiration. Those are the jumping points of our creativity. And my experiences with nature have really led me to believe that magic does exist anywhere and everywhere. And as I've gotten more into exploring the forests and taking long walks in nature and venturing out and identifying more plants, it just reminds me that magic is all around us. And, you know, this weekend when my husband and I went camping in the woods, I had a chance to really just do nothing but be and sit in nature. And the mental clarity that this then provided really provided the space to work through certain things that I'm struggling with in life right now, and feeling overwhelmed by all of the different things that I have going on, and feeling overwhelmed by different things I'm navigating with my family. And just sitting in nature and breathing in the fresh air just brings us back to that simple reminder that everything we need is right in front of us, and we don't have to go searching for it. All we need to do is really get into the present. So that's a little bit about how I kind of dove into this world. And since then, I've, you know, been taking plant walks all over Michigan and learning with different Michigan herbalists. And I'm actually taking a 9-month herbalism training, which is really exciting because I've done a lot of self-study and I've taken different online courses and read a lot of books, but it'll be nice to be studying with a really renowned herbalist in the Michigan community named Jim McDonald. So I'm really excited to be taking that and further my herbal education and reconnection with this ancestral wisdom. But I was really inspired to teach a writing course where we could connect to plants. And so I had the idea of the poetry of plant magic about a year ago. And it's been percolating in me for about a year because, you know, with my creative writing classes, I like to have different inspiration points of different writing prompts, because I find oftentimes what blocks people creatively is not that they don't have anything to say or that they don't know, you know, how to do something. Like, I feel like oftentimes we can get really paralyzed by the blank page, but really all you need is like a good question. All you need is a good starting point, and then you allow the creativity to flow. And so I found that, what if we used plants and nature to allow us to connect to our creativity? And what would that be like to then experience the plants more experientially and have more of an intimate relationship with them if we were learning about the qualities of, say, motherwort or milky oat or lemon balm, and then using them to inspire our creativity and write poetry from them? So I had this idea, but it felt like a little out there because I didn't know if it would work. And so I led the first Poetry of Plant Magic workshop at our sisterhood retreat in October in San Diego, and I led a workshop where I brewed different herbal teas, and I led the girls through this like herbal workshop where I had 4 different herbs. We had red raspberry leaf, Damiana, rose, and lemon balm. And I read them different facts about the herbs, the different medicinal qualities. And because we were in person, we were able to smell the herb and taste the herb and really experience the herb. And then I led them through these creative writing prompts where we then use those creative writing prompts to inspire poetry. And then we read poetry in the sun, surrounded by the sunlight and the bird song. And it was a really beautiful experience because it was a chance to get, you know, introduce people to different herbs that they might have heard about but didn't really know anything about, or in some cases had never heard of, because like I said, this knowledge has really not been passed down, and it's up to us to kind of reclaim it and teach it to ourselves and learn about how nature can really support us and how we can support nature in return. But so I led that in October, and then in December, I led an online version of the Poetry of Plant Magic to a Creative Mornings field trip, which Creative Mornings is like this creative community that shares different workshops and classes, and I led that to over 200 people, and the feedback that I got from that class was so positive that I knew that I wanted to share this with my community and share it as a bit of a longer writing course. So the Poetry of Plant Magic will be officially live this April. It will be a live workshop, so we'll gather once a week, every week on Tuesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And the sessions are also recorded. So if you can't make it live for any reason, if you live in a different time zone or, you know, you have something during that time, you can always watch the recordings. But the idea is that I'll be guiding us through a journey into nature and through connecting to nature and connecting to our hearts through nature and our creativity. So we'll be learning about different medicinal herbs, their properties, their benefits, some of the ways that they've been used in the past, some of the ways that you can use them today to heal yourself and your family. The idea is really to, you know, have herbalism as a tool to be able to support you in your wellness practice or in your health or in your spiritual and emotional health. Like I mentioned with Motherwort helping me move through grief in a really beautiful way. And then we'll be doing a lot of creative writing and using the plants to inspire poetry, and we'll just be sharing and reading and writing poetry in community as a way to really re-inspire our creativity. And I feel like it's a perfect time because it's spring where I am in the Western Hemisphere, and a lot of plants are coming up right now. You know, during the winter, a lot of them are dead and they're kind of sleeping for the winter, but now everything is starting to bloom again. So it's a really great time to start to learn about some of these plants and start to use them in your own practice, and even see if you can walk around your neighborhood and see what you find plant-wise, and maybe some of the plants that we learn you'll find in your own neighborhoods, and you'll start to develop a deep connection with them, and you'll start to follow this like mystical, magical path that I feel like I've been on over the last couple years, and really learning about plants and learning about their different properties, and they just inspire me so much. And so, yeah, I wanted to share this class with you in case you are interested. And if you know of anyone who you feel like this would be perfect for, I've been thinking of different ways to like tell people the vibe of it. And it's definitely like a magical, mystical, spiritual, creative, practical element to it. And I almost feel like if you were into Harry Potter as a kid, then it's almost like you're going to herbology class. It's like modern day herbology class, but also creative writing class. So it'll just be really, really fun. And I'm really excited to offer it. So the first class will be April 9th, and then the last class will be April 30th. So pretty much the month of April. And the cost is $147 to join. I wanted to keep it really affordable and accessible so as many people who wanted to join could join. And if for any reason finances is an issue, I do have a couple scholarships available. So if you're listening to this and you really want to join, but it's just not possible for you right now financially, just send me a message and I'm happy to offer you a scholarship spot. I have a couple spots still available and I would love to do that for you because I feel like it will just be a really, really amazing class to reawaken your creativity, to allow you to deepen your sense of connection with nature and with yourself and with your creative soul, which is what this podcast and, you know, everyone who comes on is all about. And that's what we're looking for, just more connection, more inspiration, and more feeling this sense of presence and this sense of magic that really does exist in the mundane. So I thought to round out this episode, I'm going to pull a card from this herbal deck that I have called the Herbal Astrology Oracle by Adriana Ayales. And I just wanted to leave you with a message from the plants. And hopefully this message will carry you through your week and your day. So let's see what wants to come through. Ooh, okay. The plant is called cat's claw, Unicaria tomentosa. And the message is purification. It says, cat's claw powerfully protects our sacred essence, our blood, and our DNA. Like the Black Panther, it is regarded as one of the mighty protectors of the sacred ways of the forest. Cat's claw is here today to help remove blockages, wounding, or trauma. Energetically, cat's claw clears ancestral trauma, deeply assisting our healing as we rewrite our story. Like the energy of Black Panther, it roams through darkness with courage and curiosity to assist us in accessing the hidden light of truth. This is a reminder to take this time to befriend the silence of the dark void. Channel the gifts that your ancestors have provided. Know that your path is loved and supported by life. Oh, I love that. I feel like that's a great message for all of us because there is something so ancestral about reconnecting to the plants and remembering who we really are. And, you know, even in my path of reawakening this gift of herbalism and learning about the plants and teaching the plants to others, it does feel like this is knowledge that has been passed down. And even though it has skipped a few generations, it feels like I'm reclaiming the gifts that the ancestors have lived on. So I hope you got something from that message, and I hope you'll consider joining us for the Poetry of Plant Magic. We start April 9th. I would love to have you. You can find more info and details, and you can sign up in the link in the show notes. And if you have any questions, if you want to reach out about a scholarship, just reach out to me. You know where to find me, Instagram at Leah Van Doren. That's my name, Leah Van Doren on Instagram. Just send me a DM and I'm happy to chat with you and happy to share the magic of the plants and write poetry in community with you. I can't wait. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll talk soon. I hope you enjoyed that episode and thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode, please feel free to share it with a friend and tell them what inspired you. Or if you'd be so kind, you can rate and review the podcast. And when you do, I would love to gift you my free guided writing meditation that will connect you to your creativity, yourself, and your spirituality. Just go on over to my Instagram at Leah Van Doren. That's L-E-Y-A V-A-N-D-O-R-E-N, and send me a screenshot of your review and I will send over the meditation, and I would love to hear your thoughts. Stay inspired, stay creative, and keep shining your creative soul.